Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The American embassy in Sudan has been evacuated as violence in the country continues to escalate. CBS's David Martin tells us U.S. troops swept the capital last night.
So the aircraft went in at night, low level, and they had 100 special operations commandos on board. Those commandos set up a perimeter around this landing zone that was just outside the embassy.
The whole thing took about half an hour, but hundreds of Americans are still in the country, and there's no plan right now to get them out. CBS News has confirmed President Biden is set to name Julie Chavez Rodriguez as his campaign manager when he announces his 2024 reelection bid. She's a senior West Wing official and longtime Democratic Party activist. Mr. Biden's announcement could happen this week. Abortion rights activists are celebrating a reprieve from the Supreme Court, which temporarily blocked a lower court decision banning sales of a popular abortion pill. Former Vice President Mike Pence reacted to the news this morning on Face the Nation.
I have deep concerns about the way the FDA went about approving mifepristone 20 years ago. I'm grateful that action is being taken in the courts to hold the FDA accountable to what the law requires.
Arguments in the case are expected to resume next month. Meantime, Republican House member Nancy Mace is warning her party to find some middle ground on abortion or face big losses in 2024. She was on ABC.
As Republicans, we need to read the room on this issue because the vast majority of folks are not in the extremes.
In her home state of South Carolina, though, lawmakers just passed a bill criminalizing abortion as homicide, which means women could face the death penalty if they get one. Looks like those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons may expire after all. The company has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and says it plans to start winding down operations, eventually closing its stores. Fire conditions are improving in North Carolina. Sean Taylor's with the state's Division of Air Quality.
We are forecasting code yellow for those four counties and green elsewhere in the state. So that's a much improved air quality conditions from what we saw on Saturday.
Meantime, another fire caused crowds to clear out at Disneyland in Southern California.
Disneyland is on fire. Poor dragon didn't make it.
He's talking about that 45-foot dragon in the park's Fantasmic live show. It burst into flames last night, and investigators are now looking into how it happened. Luckily, no one was hurt, but for now, that show will remain closed. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow. Lows dip down to about 27. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 48, mainly cloudy. 31 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Alvin Bragg Day, Alvin Bragg Hour. It's all Alvin Bragg. Welcome back, Don.
Grady, are you kidding me, man? Just even saying it is kind of surreal. Happy Alvin Bragg Day to you, man.
Happy Arraignment of Defendant Trump Day. Can't wait to get used to seeing that.
Yeah,
Defendant Trump.
We got to come up with some new nicknames for the man now.
It will be a numerical one. It'll be his
045047.
Isn't it individual 71543-23, at least according to the statement of facts? That's the indictment number.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, that'll stick with them.
Don, we're going to go over the statement of facts in just a bit.
Just the facts, man.
A deep read in case you're driving home and you don't have the opportunity because you're rushing off to go vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Or, you know, you just got a life. Maybe you got Brewer tickets tonight. 6:40, first pitch.
Ooh, vote first.
Vote first. Stick around. More Devils. We'll get to the statement of facts. But, Tom, I watched Alvin Bragg. Now, I got to tell you, it's the first time I personally have seen him speak at length in public. You know, you see sound bites. But I'm not from there. I don't see this man speak publicly. Today I did. And I took a few notes, and I think we've got a few sound bites for our audience as well. Ebone, bring in the sound. We're going to share it with you, our fair audience. Here he is, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, talking about the charges against Defendant Trump.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Oh, 30.
34. 34. And you know what I noticed? Not former President Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump, just perpetrator.
Defendant Trump.
Donald Trump.
More from Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA. He has a title. It's Alvin Bragg Day up here. Explaining the charges. Cut 2.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
There are actually three enumerated cover-ups. You've already done a little of the four reading for us, Tom. Three enumerated cover-ups.
Yes.
It ain't just Stormy Daniels. And it's not just the playmate McDougal. There's also a doorman involved.
It's also the doorman got $30,000 not to talk about Trump's illegitimate child.
We don't know if it's Trump's illegitimate child, but why would he pay off the doorman to not talk about somebody else's?
Ah, come on. He's a great businessman. The same reason he pays Stormy Daniels $130,000 not to have sex with her.
Hey, let's keep it on Alvin Bragg Day.
Alvin Bragg Day.
It's Alvin Bragg Day. No matter who you are, Dom, Alvin Bragg might be coming for you. Cut three.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State. No matter who you are.
No one's above the law. There are no kings here, Dom. Not even the king of New York. Today, the king of New York is Alvin Bragg.
It is Alvin Bragg. Have not heard him speak at length. And I was in the car listening to it. Felt like he held the room. He was in command of the facts.
Yes, I was very capable. With him
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a man of business. He was not messing around.
I'll come back to a few of my notes after we hear from the Manhattan DA. The day history is made. The day the former president becomes defendant Donald Trump in a New York courtroom, arraigned, pled not guilty from a seated position, strongly pled not guilty, my understanding, from reporters in the room. No live video.
Did he say, I am strongly not guilty, powerfully not guilty, or just did he say, not guilty?
That's
you know how he talks.
I do know how he talks.
Very strongly not guilty.
In retrospect, I was listening on Sirius XM to, like, MSNBC, and, you know, it's like he powerfully stated not guilty. Well, was he standing? No, he was seated. But they didn't actually talk about, like, I powerfully state I am not guilty. I'm less clear on that. I didn't hear the audio recording. There was no audio recording we're aware of.
Not yet. Not the arraignment. Hopefully we'll have different maybe technical outcomes in an actual trial.
It is Alvin Bragg Day up in here. We're very excited. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, brought 34 felony charges, arraigned the former president of the United States. Cut number four, play it for the people, Ebone.
These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Don't normalize it. More from Alvin Bragg. It was illegal. Cut five.
The participant scheme was illegal. The scheme violated New York election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. The $130,000 wire payment exceeded the federal campaign contribution cap. And the false statements in AMI's books violated New York law.
Well, that's a lot of illegal, isn't it?
When you put it like that, it sounds really bad.
Alvin Bragg starting to stack it up on the defendant, Donald J. Trump, 34 felony charges, an arraignment today in a Manhattan courtroom. One more from Alvin Bragg, and then a few of my impressions as I watched it live. Cut number six, a lot of false statements.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Now, he talked repeatedly that, you know, he's charging under New York law, and these are effectively white-collar crimes. He used that term a couple different times.
And that's what they do a lot of, and that's kind of their wheelhouse.
Well, and this 34 counts, this alleged lying to conceal other underlying crimes, he said, is effectively the bread-and-butter mechanism of prosecuting criminal offenses of this sort in New York State. A few other things. He was very clear. Everyone's equal before the law. That this defendant lied again and again to cover up three different, what?
Catching kill cases, yes.
Three different payoffs. And, of course, he lied again and again on his books about the true nature of what these expenses, let's call them, were. A little bit more. Alvin Bragg continuously said, yeah, I've done this before. I'm 24 years on the job, and I bring no charges before they're ready. And I did more investigation than my predecessor, Cyrus Vance, had done.
More information came out, new witnesses.
We've had new witnesses. Yep. And I think the takeaway I took almost initially, and I lay some of this on Ari Melber, a pretty smart guy over on MSNBC, an attorney in his own right, the conspiracy, laying out the conspiracy, the multiple charges. This is not just about Stormy. This is about a pattern, a conspiracy.
A scheme.
An ongoing scheme. And it breaks both state election law and federal caps of contributions to a candidate. New evidence, new witnesses. And Dom, 34 new charges. A lot of them. So anyways, it's Alvin Bragg Day.
It is. And happy Alvin Bragg Day. Crudy, when we found out about this, I think we're still on Brady Street, man, back when this happened. We're talking about this. And we knew that he had, you know, paid Stormy Daniels, you know, through his corporation. We talked about this. Well, I mean,
yes.
You know, I know how QuickBooks works, man. You know what I mean?
There was public record information readily available that this directed, well, because we saw the evidence of the Michael Cohen trial, man. The guy went to prison for going on 3 years for this.
So this is, I mean, not necessarily a whole lot of new news, right? Lots of assumptions. I mean, we kind of thought, well, if this is how you're facilitating it through your corporation, man, you're probably not claiming it properly, right? These are white collar crimes, and I don't want to even. It's not even just $130,000. What he got like 400. Cohen got $420,000.
Well, they cooked the books additionally to fluff it up to hide the $130,000 aspect of the payoff to Stormy Daniels. The NDA paid $130, but to also get some tax savings? I'm not even sure.
Well, I think they wanted to fluff it up for Cohen, so if he did claim it, he'd have enough to cover the taxes, so he'd net out a higher number. But
his
again,
tax liability.
Yeah. So, this is a lot of money. I mean, we talked about the state of Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. I think it was like $50,000, something like that. I mean, this is over twice an average salary in the state of Wisconsin that this man went through. I mean, these are
well,
certainly
a federal candidate only is eligible during the primary for $2,700 of contributions, $54,000 in aggregate in both the primary and the general. In the state of Wisconsin, the Supreme Court candidate,
$20,000.
$20,000 is the cap. $20,000 for governor, races of that sort.
Yeah.
The allegation here is $130,000 to Stormy, a catch and kill coordinated in conspiracy with David Pecker over at
AMI,
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And then another $30,000 also through David Pecker, another catch and kill, the unfortunately named David Pecker.
To the doorman.
So that's 280,000 plus 30, 310,000. That far exceeds federal. And I suspect state limits in New York State as well.
Sounds really bad.
You know, we rarely do the reading. Usually we just bring on, you know, like Jim Santel. Say, Jim, what was contained? But Thomas, this is relatively speaking breaking news. This is now in the public sphere.
It's historic.
Well, not only is it historic, it's required reading. And we've got no one else to do the reading. So, Dom, I feel like we must read for our audience, you know, sort of the statement of facts, the talking indictment that Jim Santel's been promising us for so very long. It should be Jim Santel Day. It's Alvin Bragg Day, soon to be Maggie Dawn Day. It's Election Day. It's Devil's Advocates Day. Every day when you listen, stick around. We're going to have some fun.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, sticking around at least for one segment, maybe more. We'll see what happens. We can maybe take some of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Maggie, if no one has said it to you yet, let me be the first to say happy Alvin Bragg Day.
I really appreciate that, Dom. You know, I might have been a little bit ticked off for most of the day, but there was always that like 5 o'clock somewhere, silver lining. And I had Alvin Bragg to thank for that. I just pulled up the image of Trump sitting at the defense counsel table. Boy, that's different, huh?
Yes, not projecting too much strength from the defense table, huh?
Have we seen the mugshot yet?
No, and what I heard today is that they were unlikely to take one, which is a fascinating decision, though I would imagine it was probably part of the negotiation. Now, of course, it's important, I think, to understand the function of mugshots. It's to literally identify the defendant. There's no chance on God's green earth here that Donald Trump would somehow be unidentifiable, except if the guy spent some time in prison, didn't have access to like the self tanner, the self pancake, or the orange hair dye. I mean, what would Donald, if we can just engage in a thought experiment here for a minute, if you guys don't mind.
Okay.
Does DJT look like after even like 6 months in jail?
Do you remember the show? I think it was The Orange is the New Black. He would look like the character Red. Like right at the end when she wasn't doing so well. That would be
that might
6 months
even be disrespectful
behind,
to
even
her.
With like, right. Why are you so rude, Crudy?
Right. And like, here's the thing. You have to subtract the suit that's tailored to cover up, you know, the basketball belly that we know he's got. Right. Absent pancake, absent fanfare. I mean, what I think is really interesting is to see Donald Trump flanked by all those people, right? Like Donald Trump, one thing he's always been a genius at is curating a look, right? An image of him. Think in your mind, even as president, how many times you saw images of him standing alone. Right. Like that is by far the predominant image, whether it's on some stupid rally stage, feeding a crowd some more like chum nonsense. It's not even linguistically English. Right, whatever it is, right? But you see these images of him alone, so it's not, and he's always standing, right? Very, and you know, he's never, I think there's like two photos of him that exist with glasses on, and he needs glasses to read. You never see these things, right? So to see this image of Trump seated at a defendant's table, minus the orange jumpsuit, which really would have been the cherry on my Alvin Bragg Sunday today, flanked by lawyers that now have to speak for him, and for him to walk past a phalanx of reporters and not say anything. These are very different images of the former president.
Yeah, but the former is giving a speech from Mar-a-Lago like an hour from now, Maggie Dawn. We might even have some coverage of that on civic media. Who can say? Who could say?
Oh, God, please don't put the clown on the air. You know, I would do that if I was in his shoes. Listen, I can't level criticism at politicians for being politicians, right? So
sure,
that to me, unsurprising. What I want to see is, does he heed the court's warning? And remember, now we've got precedent here from his buddy, you know, Richard Nixon devotee extraordinaire, Roger Stone, right? So Stone was admonished multiple times by a court not to engage in certain behavior that had to deal with social media and statements he was making to the public, and he refused to do so, and consequences resulted. Donald Trump was in court today, was told point blank, do not engage in conduct and language that would incite people to violence. Let's see what happens this evening, because if I'm Alvin Bragg and his team of prosecutors, I am listening to that with bated breath, waiting for him to drop any language that calls people to rise up and fight, anything that even comes remotely close to that. I have the brief already drafted and the motion to go with it to put in front of the court to say he shouldn't be able to walk around, or he should be subject to a very significant gag order barring him from social media, or giving these sorts of ridiculous chum for the uneducated, you know, low information voter masses at Mar-a-Lago. Now, of course, there's a political downside to that, which is now he's being even more persecuted. But it's not like anybody's going to really change their mind if he's subject to a gag order. I'd just like to see it go down. I mean, do you guys really think he's going to be able to prevent himself from going there? I mean, the guy can't read a freaking teleprompter to save his life.
I don't think so, Maggie Dawn. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he stands up and says, hell, we got to fight like hell, or we're not going to have a country anymore, but be peaceful. You know, I mean, he'll do that kind of the thing, and all the lemmings go, oh, let's fight like hell, but he told us to be peaceful. Maggie, the specific charges, 34 counts of essentially what, cooking the books, I guess? What are your thoughts?
Conspiracy, tell the man.
The scheme. It's a scheme, Maggie Dawn. What was your thought when you saw the 34 counts?
Well, I wanted to know what they were immediately, right? And then I found out it was like literally every bookkeeping entry. And you have to, folks, you have to keep in mind that like the one payment was not the thing, right? It was not the check that was cut from Cohen to Stormy, right? It was the money that was paid to Cohen by Trump, and all of the misleading accounting entries that were made and the misleading campaign finance reports that were filed. Now, this is the thing I loved best about the information today, which was apparently $130,000 to Stormy turns into $420,000 to Cohen. I was like, you want to know how women aren't, you know, it's not a dollar for dollar. There's no pay equity. Nonsense. It's like a quarter to every buck made by Cohen, and he's not the one that had to sleep with Trump. How does that happen?
He's the pimp.
Folks, we're listening to the Devil's Advocates Maggie radio show. The Devil's Advocates Maggie show. Maggie, stick around. Want to get to more of the Donald Trump indictment today. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow. Lows dip down to about 27. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High of 48, mainly cloudy. 31 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 42.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, an Election Tuesday night, super duper extended coverage edition. We got the finest of guests. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend Maggie Dawn. Maggie, thanks for sticking around, especially on election night. We know you got good weather. We're looking at rain, light drizzle, no storms though. You can still vote. Get in line by 8 and they'll let you vote. But we've got hopefully record turnout here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm hoping we win the battle for the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And perhaps as important or more important, depending on your point of view, the indictment and the arraignment of Donald Trump happened today. And it was 34 felonies. And Alvin Bragg came out very composed, did a press conference, Maggie Dawn. And I got to tell you, I was impressed by the guy. More so than I have been in the lead up to why he hasn't dropped indictments in what I perceive was a timely fashion. So he said effectively, we've got new witnesses. We've got new evidence. The case has evolved. I've been doing this for 24 years and we don't file charges till they're ready. And now this fruit has ripened. Maggie Dawn, I wish one of the more substantial charges would go first from history's perspective, be it Fulton County in Georgia, be it Jack Smith in the J6. But I got to tell you, the charges as they were leveled by this DA seemingly were a lot more important, had a lot more gravity than just simply the guy paid off a singular porn star. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think the way Alvin Bragg has handled when he finally was going to speak, right, that he did present a fairly impressive persona to the public. I think the facts laid out in the indictment paint a really compelling picture. You know, there's a couple of new facts, right, in that indictment that I think are really, really specific and new and very problematic for the president. And perhaps the one that I think is most revealing is that it's very clear that they have testimony and that the CEO of American Media Inc., a guy by whose last name is Pecker, you all David can just Pecker. Infer what I might be thinking here. So it's very clear that Pecker is willing to testify against Donald Trump and that he basically came clean and shared with the prosecutors that Donald Trump himself thanked Pecker for helping to get him elected president. And that's really key here, because all of the elevation of this for mere bookkeeping fraud, right, which is what we're talking about, it's a sort of fraud, which is a misdemeanor, to the felony counts is because it benefited Donald Trump in his presidential campaign. That's what bumps all of this up to a felony. And the fact that you've got Pecker saying, oh yeah, Donald Trump understood that. He understood that about Stormy Daniels. He understood that about the doorman in Trump Tower. And he understood that about Miss McDougal as well. And all of those payments facilitated by Roger Cohen and or American Media Inc. were all in furtherance of trying to get Donald Trump elected president. And any conservative talking head that wants to contradict that has to remember that when these payoffs occurred, it was right after the extra tape had exploded, where you've got Donald Trump on tape admitting to committing sexual assault, right? Like, America was transfixed by that. I think many women were really appalled. And so the next shoe to drop in his campaign, which was really close to the election at this point, we're in, I believe this was around the second week of October in 2016. The second shoe that was going to drop was the Stormy Daniels, Miss McDougal, and the doorman that was going to corroborate what these women were saying. That might have been the difference. You throw in a little Russian collusion, a little bearing of the story, a few felonies committed that he continues to commit in the Oval Office, and wham, bam, you've got Donald Trump, President 45, right? So I think that Bragg's presentation of the facts, his appearance today, are the counterpoint to saying this is simply some trumped up, pardon the pun, political attack under the guise of a criminal prosecution. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind folks yet again, Michael Cohen spent time in prison. For all you regular people out there, imagine if you went to prison for something that your boss asked you to do, and then you watched your boss basically say, because I'm really important, I don't have to go to prison too. That isn't the way it works here. And if it does, we got to start rewriting the rules. This is the first step in holding Donald Trump accountable for things that politicians for decades have been held accountable for, right? You don't lie when it comes to your campaign finance stuff. And if you do, it opens up a Pandora's box of legal horribles. You can't pay off porn stars and lie about it. If you pay, and here's the interesting thing, guys, right? If he would have paid her off, and he just would have said it's completely legal to do these this frequently done thing with tabloids where they'll catch and kill the story on behalf of someone that they want to maintain a relationship with. The payoff for the story isn't illegal. If he would have just said after the election, hell yeah, I paid her off. I didn't want that to come out. Oops, sorry about the campaign finance paperwork error. Here you go. None of this would have happened. It's Donald Trump's own pathology that he can't admit anything that has led him to this doorstep of legal peril. If he just would have called it exactly what it was, because everybody knew it was true, it walked like a duck, it had web feet and feathers, and he couldn't just call it a duck.
You realize, Maggie Dawn, he's going to use the, but I'm afraid of my wife defense. But we went
It doesn't
through,
matter. Yeah.
Wait. Let me throw a little bit more out there. We went through the statement of facts from the district attorney, and it's interesting that he actually tried to stiff Stormy Daniels. And specifically, he told Michael Cohen, if you don't pay her until after the election, it won't matter. But she became insistent, probably through her counsel, to lawyer B, I believe, Michael Avenatti. Probably came insistent. The guy had his own financial needs, right? Wanted to get paid, wanted his client to get paid. And so they forced Trump to pay, but it wasn't to hide it from Melania. It was to hide it from the voters. There goes your legal defense.
Oh, that is like the ripest fact in the bunch, right? Like, wait a minute. Do we believe that Donald Trump would try to stiff again? You can infer whatever I may be talking about here. Do we believe Donald Trump would try to stiff the woman that slept with him when he's trying to pay her off for not telling her? Yeah, he absolutely would. He is that guy. The fact that he did it, and it's corroborated by testimony, I don't know if it's more than Michael Cohen. Let's hope that there's some sort of something else besides just Michael Cohen. Maybe like Alan Weisselberg. I don't know. Saying that he suggested that they delay as long as possible because the only reason any of this mattered was because of the election. Because to Donald Trump, being accused of sleeping with a Playboy centerfold instead of his wife credits him as a person. That's what he talks to people like the Dippy Bush brother on Extra about. You just grab him by the blank, right? This is Donald Trump. He doesn't pay that woman off. He pays her to tell the National Enquirer to put it on the front page, right? That's who Donald Trump is. Let's not forget who we're talking about. So yes, we all know he did it because of the election.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We all know that is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours. Maggie, Alvin Bragg, I think, going after, as you said, ripe. I mean, these are the no-brainer charges. As soon as we were talking about this years ago when it became evident, first thing I thought about was, how are they booking it? You know what I mean? That was literally yes. like on the air. How are you booking it? Because I'm pretty sure they're not doing it right. And of course, they weren't. 34 falsifying business records in the first degree. But when Alvin Bragg gave his press conference today, he mentioned New York state election law. He mentioned federal election campaign limits. Well, those aren't things he's going after. What was your thought on his strategy here?
You mean in invoking both the state and federal laws that he broke in addition? One, I think Alvin Bragg's pointing out somewhat uncomfortably that there are other prosecutors who had a much more direct route to charging Trump. one can only speculate as to why, you know, the Federal Election Commission or the Federal Department of Justice, after Donald Trump was sworn in, seemed to be totally unconcerned with potentially investigating Donald Trump for crimes. And one can maybe ignore the fact that Donald Trump basically forced out the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, where many of these, I don't know, can I just say this? I don't know why we're all acting like this is some like unsolvable riddle, why he wasn't charged by the feds, because Donald Trump put lackeys in charge of these folks, fired everybody who wasn't personally loyal and willing to put their hand on the Bible of Trump and say the great orange man is the God and savior. And this is whom I follow, no matter where that primrose path may lead me. That's why he wasn't charged federally. I think the state crime that is sort of also making the predicate for charging Trump with a felony is this really weirdly worded thing. I had to read it about six times before I understood exactly the thing that it was trying to make illegal. And basically, the New York law says you can't commit a crime to help or hinder someone from getting elected. That act in and of itself is a crime, a separate standalone crime. A little esoteric sounding. So I think the combination of the two reflects some of the storytelling reality that every prosecutor faces when they bring these sorts of charges that are admittedly bootstrapped. Again, you don't get to the felony charge without the, frankly, bookkeeping fraud being done to further effectively a cover up or a different sort of crime. And indeed, we all understand that it was.
No, with regards
to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Maggie, but you referenced the SDNY, former Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, making the rounds this weekend. And I don't know how this isn't even bigger news. I guess it was one of those things we always assumed, but he was told to stand down by the SDNY for like a year and a half. I mean, that's why. Because Trump and his lackeys, as you mentioned, were putting the pressure on. That's why this did not go forward earlier. Is there any comeuppance or consequence to those actions, Maggie, in your opinion?
Here's what I would like to say to, you know, state attorneys general, Mr. Call, and local frontline prosecutors is, I think the federal prosecutorial system, when you have a knowing bad actor like Trump, right? I think Joe Biden has gone to great pains to say basically nothing about all of this, right? Do you think Trump would be doing the same had Hillary Clinton been charged with something?
Right.
Right? Like, come on, let's. Anyways, I think because of the appointment system, when you look at U.S. attorneys, the U.S. attorneys for the various federal districts, this is subject to some fairly onerous political control if the commander in chief is willing to effectively flex that muscle. And there's no question that Donald Trump was. There's simply not a reasonable argument to the contrary to be had. The list of prosecutorial firings and pressure is exhaustive and in a public forum. And you need only look to Attorney General Barr's, frankly, complete and utter total whitewash of the Mueller report that came out before anybody could read the Mueller report to know that the Trump DOJ was a political DOJ. In other words, we're now hearing the gaslighting version of Republicans accusing Democrats of doing what they do out in the open in broad daylight every day. So I applaud Bragg for trying to make those underlying predicate crimes very plain today.
You know, we're soon going to turn to our civic media coverage, election night coverage, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and a special race, 8th Senate District, great state of Wisconsin. You're going to want to stick around for that. And Maggie Dawn, you know, it wouldn't be a strong finish without you getting us to the finish line. Can you stick around for one more?
For you, Mike, anything.
Excellent. More Maggie Dawn, more Devil's Advocates. You on the phones, perhaps. 844-96-PARTY.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day with this extended super duper extra happy hour, 844-967-2789.
Civic Media election night coverage beginning very, very soon. Kristen Bry, Jane Matinier are going to get us launched. Todd Alba and Terry Bell are going to anchor all evening long, a cavalcade of stars all around the state. Please tune in. It will be award-winning, even if I have to do like Trump and make up an award. And we have award-winning, a real award, a
literally
WBA award-winning guest right here. She got the Crystal Trophy, and we got the second place plaque that year. Maggie Dodd, I'm barely better, though.
I swear, it's pretty much like a 50% hit ratio that you mention it when I come on to hang out with you guys.
It's a compliment, maybe.
I only think of it every other day now. It's
thanks,
like the
Mike.
Loss of my mom and that trophy. They alternated my conscience each day. Maggie Dawn, let's talk about the specter of political violence that the indictment and now the arraignment of Donald Trump, let's call him Defendant Trump. Well, he's been inciting, but nothing came to fruition. Where was the mob? The mob was effectively an anti-Trump mob. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went out there today and started comparing her buddy Trump to Jesus Christ, and that's what I thought, Jesus Christ. But she got shouted down within moments. She barely got 30 seconds, and then she jumped in an SUV and got the hell out of there. This was not a Trump-supportive crowd in Manhattan. You know, this was not the violent masses. But do you think there is the specter of violence? You know, it doesn't have to be in New York.
It's a really interesting question, right? Because I do think the cultural fabric has changed from January 5th, right, 2021. Like, it's different now. And I think despite Trump's congressional apologists, including the Speaker of the House, and sort of this, they've forgotten most recent history, folks that are elected, including a few of the folks that exist in Wisconsin's delegation, I think there is a change amongst, again, that weird swing set of voters and your traditional conservative folks. And you put that together, and it's not the same crowd he might have been speaking to then. And I mean that in its metaphoric and not literal sense. I think the only people who are stupid enough to stand in line for 4 hours to try to see the great orange man talk, you know, those folks haven't changed, and this isn't going to waver their viewpoint or their worldview. But I do think that some of the people that may have been more likely to believe that in sort of this conspiratorial sense of the world and Democrats' primacy in that, that there is a little bit more to reckon with now. And I think that there's just less stickiness for Donald Trump's, you know, I am Jesus and this is all a terrible political persecution of me. I just think there are fewer people willing to believe that. Now, as MTG will tell you every time any reporter asks her, her entire congressional district, like 100% of the human beings, not just voters there, all believe that Donald Trump is like the next, you know, the best thing next to sliced bread. She constantly invokes her particular constituency, which speaks to some of the problems that we're seeing in the House of Representatives, which, of course, is an outgrowth from the gerrymandering that we've seen, which brings us back to the Supreme Court race today and how important that is.
She is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, we're going to take some calls in just a moment. One headline, very intriguing, our friends over at WIS Politics, Scott McDonald, who is the clerk, you know, the election. Dane County clerk. Says voter turnout in Dane County could hit 60% today. I think it'd be a party up in here if we get 60% turnout in my hometown, in Madison. We'll be at the Pro to Say What's Party later. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some fair listeners like Rico from Rock County. Rico, say hi to our friend Maggie Dawn.
Sup, Rico?
Hey, hi, all you guys. You got a great show going on tonight. Hey, you know, I'm just sitting here listening. You guys got it muted on the old TV. But, you know, I'm looking at Donnie, you know, sitting behind a dependents desk, and I'm thinking, you know, I think the most underlying thing here for old Donnie is that persistent boil on his ass named Melania right now. That guy ain't got any. And he certainly ain't getting any. You better retreat to that separate bedroom of his and think about that.
Yeah, I did not see. Thanks for the call, Rico. I did not see the spousal support for president, the former president, defendant Trump today, Maggie.
If I was being arraigned today, my wife wouldn't be in court with me either. I got to tell you.
Well, I'm going to leave that one alone, but I do think that Dom, it's a worthy of mention factoid from today, right? Like criminal defense 101, show the supportive spouse, the supportive kids, the supportive family, you humanize your defendant client. And certainly defendant Trump did not look human yet again today.
Well, the kids couldn't join him. They're afraid there's outstanding warrants
in New York.
Right? I'm sorry. We're running your fingerprints, sir. We need. This is not the warrants that are out for Eric or Don Jr., right? We're just talking about Don Sr. Okay. I just make sure. By the way, I just want everybody to capture that image in their head. So now, listen, I may have been fingerprinted once or twice. You cannot get the digital fingerprinting done when the person that's working in effectively the intake room, when you're booked or when you're arrested, if you try to sort of manhandle the fingerprint machine scanner thing, it doesn't work. Like you literally have to let the person do it for you. Can you imagine Mr. Little Hands getting how long that might have taken before he like totally just let this person do it? And please, if there is a God, please tell me that the person that took Donald Trump's fingerprints and had to like manhandle his little tiny hands was a woman, because that image is going to bring me home today for sure.
Better yet, a black woman.
Exactly.
967 2789, only because it would bother him the most. One last caller for the evening before special election night coverage. It's you, Joanne, from Madison. Say hi to Maggie Dawn.
Hey, Maggie. I got a quick question about George Soros. I was listening to the very end of Tucker Carlson's show, Don't Ask Me Why, and George Soros was mentioned in relation to our favorite candidate, Judge Janet. And I'm wondering, what's the connection here? And are we going to be hearing about George Soros for the next years in relation to Judge Janet from the right side of the dial? Thanks so much.
Joanne,
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5